Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Israel's pulling some troops back from the front lines in Gaza as war rages on with Hamas. On Monday, Israeli defense officials announced several thousand troops comprising five combat brigades would be moved out of Gaza for training and rest. The troop drawdown comes just after Israel's top ally, the U.S., approved $147 million in new weapons and equipment aid, notably without congressional approval in Washington. On Sunday, Israel's defense chief asserted it would still be a long fight ahead at establishing operational control in northern Gaza. Meantime, Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel.
Qatari negotiators are indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is just awaiting further details for the final negotiations. I'm Skip Kelly.
A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal governments need to do more to stop illegal immigration.
We don't want Mexico to interfere with our foreign policy or with our laws, but we want them to do their job.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but that the southern border is being turned upside down. There is a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year. The release, ordered by a federal judge in New York, could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. U.S. District Judge Loretta Preska issued a 51-page order approving the release last month. This is USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ukrainians are marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kyiv as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial barrage of the war. There are now at least 52 deaths confirmed since Russia sent 150 cruise missiles and attack drones at targets across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine did respond on Saturday, hitting a Russian border town with an aerial bombardment and killing an estimated 20 Russian civilians. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism that the United States is in a, quote, better position than any country to lead the world. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new side hustle, sort of. The actor and wrestler is now a partner in the United Football League. The XFL's merged with the USFL and plan to announce the teams and cities they'll be in at a later date. And another American youngster takes an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Lose was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says He got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thanks for joining in. Merry Christmas to you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear the chemical abortion case coming from the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court. A ruling on this case could have broader ramifications than even overturning Roe v. Wade, potentially cutting abortion in half, realizing at least 50% of abortions today are chemical abortions, pills that are sent in the mail. You can imagine this. I mean, a do-it-yourself abortion. Can you believe this? This is what this is coming down to. Jim Harden says that we need to be aware that this could spark even more violence against pro-life people and organizations and influencing the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. The CEO of Compass Care, Jim Harden, joins us now. Hey, Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. This is huge, Jim, that SCOTUS has decided to pick this up, and I'm glad they have for many reasons, because there's so much that has to be addressed about this particular chemical, and this is only one of two, which I think is quite interesting. Do they feel like if in addressing this one that it will just take care of the whole issue of chemical abortion altogether?
I think so. I mean, chemical abortion per se is a two-drug regimen.
Right.
As you alluded to, it's mifepristone and misoprostol. Now, mifepristone is technically the chemical abortion drug. It's the drug that blocks a woman's natural hormone, progesterone, progestational hormone that provides nutrients so the baby can continue to grow in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So this drug blocks that hormone, and the baby starves to death and of course, dies. The misoprostol is not technically an abortifacient. It was specifically designed as an anti-ulcer drug for people on chronic pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the presence of pregnancy, it causes uterine contraction, which expels the baby. And so the barbarian kind of pro-abortion politicians like in New York are promising to use misoprostol only as a means to abort a child. And so at any stage of pregnancy, for all 9 months of pregnancy, New York State has stockpiled misoprostol because they think that the Supreme Court inevitably will tell the FDA to take this to take mifepristone off the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
They want to continue to make these drugs available to women so they can essentially have do-it-yourself abortions at home. And of course, this is terrible terribly damaging to women. Mifepristone in particular causes hemorrhaging, sepsis, pelvic inflammatory disease, which causes ectopic pregnancies. It increases the risk of breast cancer by 44%. I mean, all these things. This is why this drug has been called or dubbed the chemical coat hanger. One in 10 women who start the chemical abortion process wind up in the emergency room. That's why the lower court, Northern District of Texas decided to, you know, essentially rule to take this drug off the markets, killing women, obviously killing children. But now, so the Fifth Circuit moderated the lower court's ruling. Now the Supreme Court picks it up, which basically signals that they've got an appetite. The conservative, given the conservative leaning kind of nature of the Supreme Court right now regarding abortion, the fact that they agreed to hear the case likely signals that the court has an appetite to embrace the lower court's decision. That's Texas. And essentially telling the FDA, go back and follow your own protocols for drug approval, which they did not do, by the way. They did not follow the safety and efficacy protocols that they have to determine whether or not a drug should go on the market. They exempted mifepristone in the year 2000 under the Clinton administration's FDA. Now, the Biden administration's FDA is attempting to totally deregulate it as of January 3rd of this year. And that's why all these physicians filed a lawsuit against the FDA, physicians on behalf of women that they serve. It's just that dangerous.
Exactly.
And so we're hoping that the Supreme Court will give us a great Christmas gift. We're expecting a ruling sometime in June, but this could save tens of thousands of babies, and certainly spare tens of thousands of women the horror of aborting their child in their own bathroom.
Where are the pro-life women on this, Jim? I mean, in terms of supporting this, we're not hearing a lot from them. Maybe we're just traveling in different orbits, and I'm missing releases on this sort of thing. I mean, you have been leading the way yourself. You've been the go-to individual, particularly for our radio show, and communicating what's going on here. But I would think that the women themselves, because this is what got the ball rolling to begin with the reversal of Roe v. Wade, was 49 years of horrendous experience and the reality of the lie that had been told to them all these years. And they're going, that's not the case. We've been through it. You know, we bought the T-shirt. Our bodies are suffering. Our psychology and our psyches are suffering the result of abortion. And I believe this is what started the organic movement for the reversal of Roe v. Wade. But, which has been said before, is that it's not over, that we need to continue on with this battle and fight for the sake of, for the sake of women and for the sake of the unborn, but particularly for women, kind of risk they're put into. I mean, when you think of do it yourself home abortion, are you kidding me? I mean, there's no you don't have any doctor involved in this process. You get the pills in the mail, and they tell you at the doctor's office, it's like taking Tylenol. Well, it's not like taking Tylenol. That's another big lie. I mean, these people got to quit lying to these women who end up at home in their apartments or wherever by themselves. And they're performing an abortion on themselves without any kind of medical supervision.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Chemical abortion and the abortion industry, generally speaking, is one big serial medical malpractice. I mean, the original Hippocratic Oath said the goal of essentially medicine is to protect human life.
Yes.
And the original Hippocratic Oath that doctors would take said this phrase, I will not give a woman an abortive remedy, which is to say abortion is not medicine. Abortion is the original quackery. Out of all the things they could have put in the original Hippocratic Oath 2,000 years ago, why abortion? Well, because we're dealing with a human being here. We're dealing with when you're serving a pregnant woman, you're dealing with two human beings.
Exactly.
So you've got to and by the way, here's the thing that a lot of people aren't really considering right now, and that is the chemical abortion industry is serving sex traffickers. It's protecting rapists. It's so readily available that you can get, multiple doses. I mean, you've got entire states that are stockpiling, like Oregon and New York City, stockpiling these drugs. And what do? They're essentially protecting rapists and sex traffickers. And this is a major problem in a major industry right now, where in America. For this sex traffic and chemical abortion essentially does not protect women. It protects an unethical brutality that is manifesting itself against women in America right now.
And of course, we see the increase of sex trafficking happening in our country. So why not, right?
That's right. It's terrible.
On more ways and on many levels, no doubt about it. CEO of Compass Care, Jim Harden, is with us, and we'll continue our conversation, you know, about what's happening and how SCOTUS is picking up to hear the case on chemical abortion. Stay with us. We've got more. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. To creatively reach more people with the gospel, the Tide Ministry is hosting their third annual Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive. This event kicked off on January 2nd, 2024, with a goal to gather 5,000 pairs of new or gently worn shoes by March 6th. The shoes collected will foster microbusinesses in developing countries around the world, and the funds raised from this campaign will benefit gospel outreach through literacy classes in India. The Your Souls, Their Souls campaign is a great way to bring awareness to what the Tide Ministry does around the world and can be an easy way to further the Great Commission by clearing out your closet. To learn more about the Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive and how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jim Harden, the CEO of Compass Care, continues with us, and we're talking about SCOTUS agreeing to hear the chemical abortion case. But we've got fundamental issues just within the pro-life movement of what to do. I believe that, Jim, as you and I were talking about, after the voting in Ohio, it's like pro-lifers got kicked in the gut here, and maybe they were just ill-prepared and didn't, I guess, anticipate the aggressiveness of the pro-abortionists and what they were going to do and how much money they spent in order to, to get the votes that they were able to garner. I mean, it wasn't even close. And so you're sitting there going, wait a minute, what happened here? Why did we lose the ground on the messaging, on this whole issue? And we're putting at risk, you know, future debates and decisions about pro-life.
Yeah, you know, I think Ohio is instructive. You know, the loss in Ohio when it comes to Proposition 1, essentially modifying the state constitution to enshrine abortion as a fundamental human right, Ohio is a pro-life state. The fact that pro-abortion Democrats could get a constitutional amendment passed in Ohio is dumbfounding. And that's why it was a punch in the gut to pro-lifers. But here's what they did. They took money from New York, from the Soros Foundation, and spent $58 million and outspent pro-lifers' state money by like 5-1. And what they did is they communicated a several lies, and they were bald-faced lies. They said that if Republican pro-lifers stay in power and they don't get this referendum passed, then women are going to die on the operating table from miscarriage because they're not going to get medical care, that they're going to have their contraception is going to be taken away from them, that they're going to be sent to jail if they try to get an abortion, et cetera, et cetera. These were all lies that were propagated with $58 million worth of dirty, dark money. Mm-hmm. And people bought it. And the Republicans didn't push back to tell the truth about the nature of this referendum. They didn't tell them that, hey, look, if this referendum passes, all abortions will be legal for all 9 months of pregnancy, and you've got no recourse. That's a very unpopular position. And remember, this is the same Ohio that 1 year earlier elected a very pro-life governor.
Why? Exactly.
Because he's pro-life.
Yes.
Because the people in Ohio are pro-life. But they're concerned about women. They're concerned about the health of a woman when she's facing a pregnancy that could kill her. And that is the propaganda that the pro-abortion Democrats used. Purely propaganda. Less than 1% of all abortions are late term abortions that have to do with the health of the mother.
Exactly.
But yet they use that in order to get a referendum passed that legalizes abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy. Again, very important. So what do we need? We need Republicans to stand up. We need pro-lifers to stand up and say, look, the reality is a pro-abortion politician has never been an abortion they don't love. Their end game is to make all abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy legal. And they're going to do it no matter how they don't care about lying to you. They don't care about any of this stuff. And furthermore, we need pro-life statesmen. We need people who can stand up and say, look, while the Dobbs case overturning Roe versus Wade said it's the state's role to regulate abortion however they want, and this should be debated among the people. However, it's the federal government's role to ensure that all people are protected equally under the law, the 14th Amendment. That's preborn and born. It's the state. It's the federal government's role to ensure that no one is denied life, property, and liberty without due process of law, the Fifth Amendment. It's the federal government's role to make sure that all people understand that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. The first and most important of which is life.
Life,
and
exactly.
We don't have people saying these things. And I think, quite frankly, that once we start saying these things, the voting base is going to come back and say, oh, that makes perfect sense. Of course we want that. But instead, we've got these Republicans that are looking for scraps under the table, saying, well, we got to do compromise. We got to have consensus. We got to have 15-week bans. We got to have 6-week bans. We got to make sure that babies aren't aborted after the heartbeat. Blah blah blah. This is all wrong. What we need to do is help people understand that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable without qualification, without partiality, and need to be protected, period. And the story. But we don't have that right now. And when we get a moral leader that has a vision of America's future, of re-civilizing and coming back to God, I think the voting base will follow.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, Jim, what you just articulated is exactly what's needed. Now, is this at your website?
Well, yes, and yes, it is. I mean, if you read through our website, these are messages that I've been communicating for years.
I know that, but what I'm envisioning is something just, you know, it's a one sheet. It's a, you know, you just rattled off from the top of your head 7-8 critical points, and those are the things that should be repeated time and time again by anybody in the pro-life movement. And because, you see, this is where the left has it over the right, is the left gets the talking points down. Everybody's lockstep with the vision and what they're communicating. And, you know, even if it's a lie, you know, they're all lying, you know, so but they're consistent that way. And we need to learn from them, you know, as you say, just with what we saw happen in Ohio. This is an educational moment. And what you just shared with us is critical. I'd love to see those points and put them on your website. We'll put them on our website. We'll get them on everybody's website, and we'll put them in the hands of people so that when they're talking about this, and even like on radio shows like ours, that we have these as references so that these are consistent points out there that is combating the lies that are being told by the left.
Yes, I think you're right. I'll work on that. In fact, as a matter, I'll put that together today, and we'll see if we can't get that in the hands of.
Please do that. I just think that's powerful, Jim. That the way you let. I mean, then at this point, we're having many statesmen. We're really empowering the people, we the people, to be the statesmen that they need to be on this issue of life, and. You know, and I think you just did a great job on that, and we just need to reproduce it and be consistent and be lockstep on that, because they're powerful points.
Well, I agree. I think that's what we need. We need people to rally around a moral vision of America.
Exactly.
And, the Democrats figured it out. They don't run their campaigns based on money or crime. They run their campaigns based on a moral vision. Now, their moral vision is degraded and wicked. But nevertheless, it's still a vision of America, and Republicans, their primary campaign kind of thrusts are, you know, let's protect what we have, and that's not leadership.
That's exactly.
Protectionism. We need leaders who understand what it means to be human, and we're looking to protect the freedom, not just our freedom, but the freedom of our children and grandchildren.
Well, the thing is, see, you've abandoned, the right has abandoned their vision and their standing of their vision, and they're trying to pivot off the vision of the left. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it's just as you said perfectly, leadership takes you where you need to be. It addresses the difference between where you are and where you need to be. And that needs to be clearly articulated, and unfortunately, we're not being very effective, admittedly, in being able to articulate that to where people can go, whoa, because just as you laid out the points, those points are inarguable. I mean, how do you argue against what you just articulated?
I don't know. I don't think you can. You know, we've got history on our side. We've got humanity on our side. We've got the Bible on our side. You know, people don't understand what it means to be human anymore, and that's why abortion exists. Abortion is a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human. It's a symptom of the sickness of our society, and we need healing.
Exactly, without a doubt. And this is why repentance is so key in all this, because if we are, you know, if we are going to get back on track and return to first principles, it all started with Judeo-Christian principles, which you cited. And these are God-given rights. These aren't rights that are given to us by Joe Biden and the government, thank God. But we need to make sure that we exercise those rights effectively for the good of all concerned. Jim Harden, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, sir.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. The death toll after the earthquakes in Japan has risen to 48 as people there continue to take shelter on high ground. At the same time, we're learning Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries from this. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 4.1. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety told TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, this holiday season presents a golden opportunity for small and mid-sized businesses, we call them SMBs, to thrive, but also accompanied by a unique set of challenges, as you can imagine. Well, with proper planning, SMBs can overcome the obstacles using new tools and strategies to boost customer satisfaction and drive sales. This, according to Dave Hickey of Verizon Business. Hickey also has the results of a recent survey and its insights to the current pulse of small businesses across the country. Dave Hickey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Hey, great to have you here. Share with us, the trends that that the report is telling us that is existing in the marketplace right now.
Yeah, we do this survey annually, and some areas clearly that are highlighted more than others. Clearly, technology continues to play a massive role in the success of business owners, and that is everything from, business internet to the devices they use to the type of technology they communicate with their customers. Some of the areas that came out in the survey as well that are big concerns for as we are in the middle of the holiday season is staffing. How do I create a great experience as a small and medium business customer? What do I do with light staffing? How do I stay competitive? When we think about sales, they're worried about the impact on peak holidays with hardships and inflation as well. And then they're really saying, how do I compete against the big box retailers? Do I have a value add? Do I have a deep discounting strategy? And how does that compare with the big box retailers? Where do I advertise? Where do I put my money? Am I digital? Am I online? Am I radio? And where am I putting my time and effort so I can get my word out there? And then I guess the way you divide this up is online versus in-person. How do I have the same strategy? Is it different? Do I get to a different customer base?
Exactly. So what are a few things small business owners can do to increase sales this holiday season?
Yeah, one is, as I said at the very top there, focus on experience. So upgrade your internet bandwidth. Nobody wants to walk into a store, wait for a long time because point of sale is slow or something else there. So if you're going to have the right level or low level of staffing, experience has to be really good there as well. The second is leverage social. Use the apps that are available to you. Many of them are free in which you can get your message out. You can leverage that across the country. You can highlight a product or highlight a service. So I would say make sure you're doing that. And then the third is prioritize cybersecurity. Don't do all this work and effort to set up this great business then to allow these bad actors into your business.
Well, yeah, 'tis the season for the bad actors to come out, right? I mean, they're taking full advantage. They're seeing what's going on. People are in a hurry, and when they're in a hurry and they're just not minding, you know, their businesses, they become increasingly vulnerable, don't they?
They really do, and their SMBs are really a prime target for cyber criminals. They just see them as they've got this valuable data, usually have low security. They don't necessarily know what to do with it. And so we take a lot of our customers through just a very simple process. And many small and medium businesses, they probably want to be secure, but they think this is this big, overwhelming process that I've got to go through. And I'm here to tell you, it's really not that. There's really easy-level products that you can get deployed in your business. Some are even no-touch that you can deploy. But I would just say here are some quick sample places you could go through really fast. Address security when you're getting new technology. So if you upgrade your internet, you upgrade your device, whatever it may be, ask the security question. What do I need to protect? Who do I need to protect it with? And how do I protect it? You can get through those. Make sure you're using a great provider when you do that. Whether that's Verizon or another company, just ask the question through there as well. And then training. Think about what's available for you on training. Phishing is the biggest place we probably see it today, Bill, is where they send you a text. They send you an email. You click on it not knowingly. You've now given access. And if you don't have a security service in place, it doesn't block it. And now those bad actors, those cyber criminals jump in and take over.
And of course, this requires training because your personnel sometimes, you know, they're not thinking at that level in a sense that they are a potential portal to the interior of your business and can compromise your security. So training all the way up and down your line staff is critical, isn't it?
It really is a big deal, and it's not a big undertaking. And whether you use the online platforms that are available, whether you use one of our tech experts that can say, here are the things, and if you deploy some of these security resources, the great thing is if an employee flips up and clicks some of those links, it blocks it. It keeps it from going into there as well. So you got to balance the training with those that also may not be listening.
And I want to talk a little bit. You touched on social media outreach. Is Verizon instrumental in helping, you know, SMBs with their social media strategy?
Yeah, we have this whole Digital Business Ready program that we've helped hundreds of thousands of companies across the country really get an online presence, really understand where they what they need to do without significant investment. There's so many companies out there as well that offer these different platforms, but they cost a lot of money. And so there's simple ways in which we do it to be able to take advantage of it. And that's another place your experts from Verizon, whether they're in the store or on our website, we can really help them get started.
Well, and the fact that you've got this kind of experience under your belt, I mean, this is a great networking resource that you bring to the table to your customers, right?
Yeah, we really, if you think about the experts, I've been with Verizon for 20 years. We've got significant tenure across the country, and we deploy experts in all of these different fields. But Verizon divides itself up, too, with small and medium business. We have public sector, and we have our enterprise. So we really segment ourselves into these different industries so we can be that expert for each of them.
Wow, that's great. We're talking to Dave Hickey, Vice President of Verizon Business West Business Markets. Let's talk a little bit more about the survey. What are some other trends from the survey that you were able to discern?
Well, one of the big topics this year has been AI, clearly hearing lots of it. And the small and medium business customer is super curious. They're curious about, what do I do with it? Like, there's all this information. How do I share it? And so there's a big gap amongst business owners of, what do I do with it? How do I deploy it? I would tell you that the survey told us that those that are currently using AI are seeing some really big benefits. They're having significant time efficiency. It's reduced process and flow, and it's allowing them to get after day-to-day operations and focus their time on core business needs. So I'd say AI, embrace it, get after it, ask questions. That's a big one. And then remote workforce, clearly something that came out of COVID is how you work for a small, medium business size and understand how you evolve with this remote workforce, especially in the service industry and those that are out there. So more than a quarter of them have implemented these new systems that allow for remote collaboration. There's all of these remote office, different platforms, voice over IP systems, very simple, low investment technology that you can get into that can continue to allow you to be connected not only to your employees, but also your customers.
Well, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about AI. There's no doubt about, like you say, you got to jump in. I mean, this is definitely the future. You can't let it pass you by because, meanwhile, it's going to put you at a competitive disadvantage if your competitors are utilizing it and you're not up to speed, right?
Yeah, it really will. And the great thing is there's so many companies investing a lot of money into AI and how you search and how you access information and how you actually manage resources in there. So there's a lot that you can do. Verizon clearly can help there as well. I can tell you from a Verizon perspective, we use a lot of AI in our business, which has helped us be just so much more efficient. And you know, Bill, when you think about SMBs, efficiency is money.
Yes, exactly.
That's what helps.
Yeah. Well, it's always about getting a leg up. And as quickly as AI is moving, I mean, you have got to really, jump in and wrap your arms around it, your brains around it, and begin to employ it. And I think that you will find, and what I'm hearing from others is the learning curve is a lot faster right now. And it's one of those things that are saying, you know, people are saying, I should have done this sooner, right? Well, as we wrap things up, Dave Hickey, we're grateful that you came on the show to tell us about the survey and help out these SMBs across the country. Where can they go for more information?
Absolutely. Verizon.com/business will get you connected not only with products online, but also our SMB experts across the country. Or feel free to walk into your local Verizon store, and we have SMB experts in there that can answer all of these questions.
Dave Hickey, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you, and we got the Good News Girl at a different hour this week because it's Christmas. We thought, well, let's see if we can be flexible, see if Paxi can adjust his schedule a little bit and be okay. But we've got Samantha Mao with us with all these great viral videos to share with us this week. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing lovely, excited for Christmas with the one-year-old. It should be a lot of fun.
how much fun is this? My goodness, and it's coming at us at quick speeds, everything like that. It's kind of hard to think. Here it is, the 19th, and it's December. How's the weather there? Is it very Christmassy like, or is it kind of like here in Florida? It's sunshine, blue skies. I have to look at videos of fireplaces with snow falling to kind of keep me in the mood for the holidays.
I know. Well, it's the Christmas weather that I'm used to. So I grew up in North Carolina, so a white Christmas. I think I might have had one in my whole life. And that was over 30 years ago that we had a white Christmas in North Carolina, especially in eastern North Carolina. So Christmas for me is usually about 60 degrees.
60 degrees, yeah. It's just like, yeah, pretty much, for me growing up in Southern California, same thing. So a little bit like Florida, although it's a little nippy right now. It's, I woke up and it was about maybe about 50 degrees this morning. So, it's just a little crisp, but not too bad. But not like some of our good friends up in the Northeast that are just, it's burr cold. The snow is falling, and they get it all, right?
It kind of makes it easier to, we noticed the one year that we did have snow. I remember my mom talking about this as being, harder to get to family events. We always have ham biscuits and eggnog on Christmas morning with my extended family. So we trek through the snow the one time it happened. So we're like, maybe we don't need snow because we're not prepared. We're not ready. We don't have snow tires. We don't have the snow plows ready to go. So.
As long as the ham biscuits are there, it's okay. It's all right. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Ham biscuits for everybody. All right. Hey, let's talk about this couple that recreated their blind date photo shot at wedding. What's this one?
Okay, so Savannah actually decided this. There's Savannah and Colt. They're both Savannah and Colt Reese. They just got married in October, and they recreated a photo shoot from last year when they met. It was actually Savannah's idea. She got her friend Hannah she had this idea for a blind date photo shoot. So she was going to meet somebody that she's never met before. They were blindfolded, as far as a blind date. And
oh my God.
They go up to each other and they do a photo shoot. Well, the way that they found this, she goes to her friend Hannah, and her friend Hannah posts online looking for somebody. And through a friend, she ends up meeting the guy Colt, and she thought he'd be a good fit for Savannah, you know, just for the photo shoot. And they everybody was kind of thinking this would be funny and silly, and maybe, like, you make a friend and have a couple beers. Nobody's, you know, really expecting anything. It was just a cute idea for a photo shoot.
Exactly.
So they
who needs a Yenta? We're just going to do a photo shoot.
That's right. I thought it was such a cute idea. That's like, you know, I think that's probably a cool way to meet somebody, because it takes, you know, certain people who are willing to go out on a limb and, you know,
exactly,
take a chance. And anyway, Hannah, the photographer, said as soon as Colt saw Savannah, it was like they had known each other forever. It was like, he couldn't
rise
up of her. They were immediately, like, kissing and hugging. Like, it was just immediate that they just kind of had that chemistry. And she joked at the photo shoot. She's like, you guys make sure to invite me to your wedding. And 1 year later, she was recreating the same photo shoot,
cool.
except with them in their wedding attire, you know, with Savannah in her wedding dress and Colt in his tuxedo.
Yeah,
and, and anyway, so they're about to recreate it again because Savannah is pregnant. So, something else that's cool is that Savannah's parents met on a blind date, and her dad, they found out later, had proposed at the lake that they did the photo shoot at.
No way.
It's all kind of like, yes. It's all
my gosh, wow. How this all comes together, huh? So now the husband, he feels like, wait a minute, this thing was fixed. Right.
Well, it was rigged.
It's
part of her idea to have a blind date photo shoot came from her parents having a blind date.
Yeah.
And that's how they met. You know, that's just something I could see people being kind of hesitant about that. But, you know,
what do you think?
The whole idea of doing the photo shoot, I just love it. I think it's such a silly, like, fun. You know, I have the feeling this couple are some fun.
Do you think this is going to start something? We're going to start seeing more of this across the country or something?
I think that would be a fun idea. You know, like the photographer, Hannah, was talking about it, and she said, like, sometimes you just have to step out in faith. You know, you might not know what's going to happen. You just have to take that chance, because if you don't take that chance, you'll never find out.
Mm.
And, you know, it could be a job, or it could be meeting somebody or making a friend or just whatever it is. Just step out and
Well, right,
videos.
Right now, well, right now, I guess when you got 50% of the marriages ending up in divorce, you know, it's a bit of a crapshoot. So, you know, what do you got to lose, right? Unbelievable.
Well, that's true. I hope this is one of the ones that makes it.
Oh, I hope so too. I hope so. What a sweet story. Now this next one, this is crazy good. You got the young boys who are just besides themselves when they find out their mom is pregnant, huh?
That's right. So their mom, Brittany, Braden and Austin, you know, they're young guys. They look like they're about, like, 10 or 11. They're both very close in age. And apparently they've been begging their mom for another sibling, which that would just melt my heart. You know, as a mom, them loving each other so much, they want another one. Like, that's what you dream, right?
Yeah, exactly,
And so, their mom decides to film. When she's making the announcement, she takes a, you know, pregnancy test, and she wraps it in some tissue paper, and she
hands
it to both of them at the same time with their eyes closed, and they unwrap it, and they both just, as soon as they unwrap it and they realize what's happening, they're in tears, they're like, you know, they can barely contain their excitement.
Yes,
and,
exactly. How cool.
You know, now it's going across the internet, and one day that sibling will look back and see that video and see how excited people were for them to come into the world. I just think it's beautiful.
Exactly, without a doubt. 10 years old, 10, 11, and then the mom's okay, here we go, all right.
Yeah.
All you wanted for Christmas was your two front teeth, but how about if we throw a baby brother in there too, huh? What do you think?
That's right.
Why not?
It was, oh, my goodness.
How sweet.
What a blessing.
Yeah, the reaction on the boys is just, it's epic. Kindness in cold. You got hats and scarves left on statues bring warmth to others. How's that?
So Sherry Monson and her niece Kendra, they had an idea to collect scarves and hats from different relatives and leave them on statues around downtown in hopes mm-hmm. that anybody that is needing the warmth or, you know, maybe right. can't afford to get something like that would be able to take them.
What a great idea. I love this idea. This is so sweet. Yeah, this is great.
I do, too. She said that the scarves and hats usually disappear pretty quickly, which makes her think they're really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 15 to 18 statues downtown, and she says she plans to keep doing it. And she was just like, it's just a way that I can get back and do something nice for the world, and we all have mm-hmm. the power to make a difference, and this is her way of doing it. And I love people like that who look at life as an opportunity, like, what can I do? What power do I have to make the world a better place for
exactly.
somebody here? And that's what she's doing.
Now, this is so cool. What a great idea just to do it like that. Not to get any direct credit yourself, but just to go out and help, a fellow citizen,
sure.
who could use it. And here it is, you know, you've got, hats and scarves and that aren't in use. And, you know, why not? You know, why not do that? That's a great idea. Now, this next story is about an off-duty firefighter. I'll tell you, talk about going beyond the call of duty. He drives over an hour to return a woman's lost purse. What happened?
And let me tell you, when a woman loses a purse, it's a big thing to her whole life.
Yeah,
it's more than a cell phone.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
There's something about a woman's purse that when you lose it, it's just a big deal. Even when I was a little girl, I remember losing a purse, and I prayed for it every night and ended up finding it like 6 months later. But it's a big deal. And this firefighter, Nima Sadeh, this is over in the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
he found this lady's purse at a petrol station. She had actually lost it whenever she went. Her name is Georgia. She lost mm-hmm. it when she went to her company's Christmas party. And she said she had just been crying, you know, just, oh, man, oh, this is just terrible. Like, she'd been crying right. for days. And this guy finds the purse, and the night that he finds it, he was going to wait till the next morning because, you know, it's already late. But he decides, yeah. you know what, no, I'm going to go ahead and drive an hour and bring this back to Georgia, because I remember when my ex-girlfriend lost her purse and how upset she was. So there's a video. Like, so this is one of the times you really love the video doorbells, because you see him coming up and he's like, no. You know, she's like, she's offering money and she's offering all these things to him. And he's just like, no, you know, I'm a firefighter. This is what I do. You just pay it forward.
Yes.
And, and you think... Like, the total stranger driving an hour of their way late at night just so someone else doesn't... Like, he doesn't know this woman. He has never met her. And he just wants to make sure that she doesn't stress even for one more night. And she gets her purse back.
Well, awesome. This last story here, you got a 9-year-old that organizes a pet drive to honor her dog that passed, huh?
That's right. So, Millie, she had a border collie mix named Bella that passed away last Christmas. And, you know, her heart's been hurting. And on her own, she decided to ask her parents to help her do. She researched different shelters in the area and mm-hmm. asked what they needed. And she's organized a drive to help other animals that need a home in honor of her beloved Bella, which I think Bella's looking down very proud.
Yeah, I bet. All the things we do that can heal us, huh? Just something like that.
That's right.
And it's amazing how service to others ends up serving yourself and healing yourself the way it works, huh? Wow, great story. Now you know why she's the good news girl. Merry Christmas to you, Sam. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.